Hi, this is Larry Goins. I'm really excited to have you on the call tonight. I am really excited about this call and about what I'm going to share with you tonight. And please remember, this is a closed door private teleconference for just my students. This is not one that we sent out to the masses, to everybody on our list. It's just for our students because I wanted to share with you some really critical information tonight about what we do and how we do it, and how you can use it too. Also, to get you in the mindset of getting your business up and running or getting it to the next level. By the way, I want you to go ahead and grab a pen and something to write on because there's going to be a lot of good notes that I want you to take tonight because there's going to be a lot of key critical points that I want to make that is going to help you get your business to the next level. By the way, this is not going to be a regular 90-minute phone call like a lot of the teleconference that you've heard before. This is probably going to be only about 30 or maybe 40 minutes long, but I do want to cover some key critical points that I know have helped me to get up and running, as well as my employees in our business, Investors Rehab, where we buy and sell 5 to 10 houses a month and never look at them, as well as some key students who have shared with me some of the things that have helped them to become successful as well. Now, the first note that I want you to take tonight, okay? The very first thing I want you to write is I want you to write down the words target income and draw a line. Target income and draw a line. Now, that could be whatever you want to make per month. You might even want to write down monthly income and draw a line, or target monthly income and draw a line. And I want you to think about that for a minute. If you want to make, say, $100,000 a year, okay? You should know right off the bat that that's $8,333 a month. You should know that. If you want to make $100,000 a year, that's $8,333 a month. So if that's what you want to make, write down $8,333 a month. And then you also need to reduce that down to the ridiculous. Reduce that, divide that by 4.3. There are 4.3 weeks in every month. That's the way the mortgage people figure it out when they're figuring your monthly income. They take whatever you make per month and divide it by 4.3, or whatever you make per week and multiply it times 4.3 to figure out exactly how much you make. Please remember that and jot that down. Whatever your target monthly income is, you might want to make $10,000 a month. You might want to make $20,000 a month. I've had some months as high as $180,000 in one single month, flipping houses. And it just blows me away that that's more than a lot of people make in a single year. Some people in 2 or 3 years. So whatever your target income is, I want you to write that down. That's the first thing I want you to do. The second thing I want you to do is we're going to talk about some key areas that you need to become successful. Okay? Some key areas that you need to become successful. But before we get into that, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about who you listen to. Think about who shares their goals, their plans, their dreams with you, who you share your goals, your plans, your dreams with. And if you're going to listen to somebody, you should be listening to people who are in a position or at the level where you want to be. You don't want to listen to people that are on the same level as you if that's not where you want to stay, okay? You want to listen to people that are where you want to be. If you want to make $1 million a year, you need to hang out with people who are making $1 million a year. It really just blows me away that the friends that I have now and the people I run in circles with are making literally anywhere from $500,000 to $2 or $3 million every single year. And it just blows me away. It's nothing for us to talk about flying out somewhere to maybe Hawaii or Turks and Caicos or somewhere for a weekend, have a little mastermind get together and talk about our business, our plans, and all that. And it's really just exciting to be able to run in those circles because when you make that kind of money, you attract those kind of people. Some people don't really care about the lifestyle, though, or traveling or whatever. But remember, money is not everything, okay? Money is just a tool to give you the freedom to spend your time the way you want to. This is very important. Money is just a tool that gives you the freedom to spend your time the way you want to. I mean, think about this. Money will buy you a house, but it can't give you a home, okay? No amount of money can give you a family, okay? Money can buy you a Rolex, but it can't give you no amount of extra time here on earth when your time is up. Money can buy you a bed to sleep in, but no amount of money can give you a good night's sleep. The most important thing is money can buy you the most expensive diamond cross, but no amount of money will give you salvation. Please remember that. Money is just a tool that gives you the freedom to spend your time the way you want to. Many of you may know that I have a weekly teleconference called Brain Pick a Pro, where every week I interview somebody different. You know why I started that call was? I started that interviewing local people in my own local market that were successful real estate investors. I would interview a wholesaler, a retailer, a rehabber, a mortgage lender, an appraiser, a successful attorney. I would interview realtors that were working with investors. Then I did one interview with, I think it was Donna Bauer, who has now become a good friend of mine. And she's the expert on note buying and selling. In fact, that's her thing. She's called the note buyer. She's known as the note buyer. And then I eventually started interviewing all these different successful speakers and trainers. And you wouldn't believe the amount of information that I learned just by interviewing them and learning what they have. And now a lot of them have become my really good close friends. In fact, just last weekend, I spent about 3 or 4 days with Pete Youngs and his wife, Barb, who have become really good friends of ours. And a lot of the speakers we spend a lot of time with and have gotten to know and go out to dinner with quite frequently when we go at different events. And it's not just because they're speakers, but they are successful real estate investors. And when we get around and talk, we talk about what we're doing as far as real estate deals and how we're doing it and how we can grow our business and how we can expand. So you want to hang around people that are successful. Now, back to your target income. By now, you should have written down your target income, okay? Whatever it is now, you might want to, you know, multiply that times 50% or double it or whatever. Maybe that's what you want to put down. But once you have your target income, now you need some skill level to go with that. What we need to write down next is, what are the key critical elements that you need? What's the key critical elements or education that you need to get you to that target income? That's important. And there's a lot of different skill levels you need. One is analyzing property. You might want to write that down, analyzing property. What is your current skill level in analyzing property? Even on a level of 1 to 10, write down your skill level. What about this? What about negotiating? Negotiating is another key critical point in getting your business to the next level or getting it up and running. What's your current skill level in that? In fact, write that down, negotiations. On a level of 1 to 10, write down your skill level. You know, it might be a 1 or 2. It might be a 5. You might be a 10. The next one is, what about finding deals? Do you know where to find the deals in today's market? Write that down, finding deals, and on a scale of 1 to 10, write down your current skill level. Are you able to find enough deals? Is the phone ringing enough? Are you able to go out there and search and find deals when you need it? Are you able to make the phone ring or get deals emailed to you very often? Okay, after you learn how to find deals, what about contracts? Are you familiar with contracts? Do you know how to understand a contract? Do you know the critical clauses that need to be in every single offer that you make to protect yourself 100% so you're not going to mess up and lose the deposit that you have? What about this funding? Just write down funding. What is your skill level about funding? Okay? Do you know all the different ways to fund a deal? You know, and there's a tremendous amount of them. There's traditional loans. Do you know all about the traditional loans? Do you know about the different programs available for investors? Did you know that you can't buy a property with traditional financing that needs work? That's just not going to happen. You have to get a rehab loan. Some people call them a hard money loan, okay? You need to do that. Do you know the types of programs that are out there and what's typical? Do you know about private money? Do you know how to attract private money? Do you know where to attract private money? Do you know how to sell a private money lender on getting you the funding that you need? What about partners? Partners. There's two different types of partners, cash partners and credit partners. A cash partner is going to come in and put up the money for your deal, okay? And they'll split the profit with you. You know, a lot of people say hard money is expensive. You know, think about this. A cash partner taking 50% of the deal is a lot more expensive than a hard money lender taking 15% and a few points of the deal. So that's another way of funding your deal. What about this? A credit partner. You may find a partner. Maybe they don't have cash, but they have good credit. They can get the hard money loan. They can qualify for the traditional loan. They can maybe get the private investor. There's a lot of different ways to fund your deal. How about this critical source of information that you need? What about closing the deal? Closing the deal. Do you know all the different ways to close a deal that doesn't require any cash or credit? What about assignments? Write that down. Assignments. Do you know when you can use an assignment? You can't use them when you're working with realtors typically. You can't use them with bank-owned properties. There's certain ways and certain methods and certain types of transactions that you can use assignments. The next thing, what about options? There's certain times you use options and there's certain times you can't. Sometimes you can use an option with a realtor. Most of the time you can't. What about this? Flex options. A flex option is an option with a twist. We like to use a flex option when we're working with other wholesalers, okay? Other wholesalers. What we're trying to do is we're going to buy a property from another wholesaler and we're going to sell it to another investor wholesale, but we're going to use a flex option so we can basically put the seller and the buyer together and we can get paid as an option release fee. In fact, it says it right in the option agreement, and we have those, and we use them right in our office every day. Here's another method for closing. Simultaneous closes. Simultaneous closes. There's many, many different times and ways you can use a simultaneous close. You can use them when you're working with realtors, with bank-owned properties. We use them all the time. But you have to know who will do them and how to get them to do them or how to know which ones will do them. That's basically a simultaneous close is where your attorney or title company is going to use the funds from your buyer to fund your seller. And then you get paid when your buyer closes. I've got to tell you though, doing a simultaneous close is risky. You have to be careful. You have to be able to back it up. Because what if your seller doesn't show up, but your buyer did? Or what if your buyer doesn't show up, but your seller did? You used your buyer's funds to close and fund on the deal, but your buyer never did show up to closing. It can leave you in a sticky situation. This is one of the reasons that there's a lot of new laws out here in a lot of different states about investors buying properties in foreclosure. Okay? So you got to be careful. Know when to use them. Know when not to use them. It's also not for everyone. If you're not in a position to have a backup way to fund your deal, I don't suggest using a simultaneous close. Then one of the last ways is a physical closing where you're going to buy it, pay cash for it, and then resell it 30 minutes later. Okay? It's like a simultaneous close, but you're using your own cash. You might buy a property at 50 and turn around and sell it at 60. Okay? The next thing you have to learn how to do is you've got to know how to do your due diligence. Write this down. Due diligence. That's one of the required skills that you need to be able to do deals, okay? There's a couple of things in doing due diligence. Number one is inspections, okay? When you get a property under contract, you may want to get it inspected, okay? What I would suggest that you do is find a local rehab contractor, and I teach you how to do that. Those of you that own the Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine already have that, okay? Those of you that own the Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine, you already have all the different lists and the ways you can find your rehab contractors. But you find a local rehab contractor, and you get them to go out and inspect the property using your form, okay? Using your form like the one in the Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine, okay? And on this form, it lists everything in the house from the inside out, from the ground up. There's four different boxes, poor, average, good, excellent. And there's also a place for labor, material, total. We ask questions on the form like, what are the conditions of the surrounding houses? Are there any vacancies on the street? If so, what's the address? Now your rehab contractor's bird dogging more vacant houses for you. So things like that. But they're going to write up an estimate of what it's going to cost to get this property in rehabbed and fixed up and ready for either a renter or somebody to live in, okay? Now, the next part of your due diligence is we want to get it appraised, okay? You need to know where to find the right appraiser. You need to know where to find the right appraiser that understands investment property and investors and how that game works. Also, an appraiser that's going to do a property subject to. That means they're going to appraise it as if the work was already complete, okay? It's called an as repaired or subject to appraisal, okay? That's that. Now, so write down your skill level on due diligence, and especially if you're doing deals out of the area. See, with me and my team in my office, we have done deals in 9 different states right from Lake Wylie, South Carolina, okay? From Lake Wylie, South Carolina. And we do 5 to 10, sometimes 15 deals a month. I've got a team of people in my office. That's what they do every day, all day long. There's a lot of gurus out here teaching and speaking, and they've forgotten about their real estate business. But I am foremost and first a real estate investor. That's what we do. That's how we make our money. We're buying and selling houses all the time, getting deals under contract, making offers all day long. And that's what we do and how we do it. And when you know and have the right tools and have the right education and skill level, you can buy houses anywhere. Now, please remember, I'm not telling you to go out and do your very first deal if you never look at a property, okay? I'm not telling you to do that. But all I am saying is you will get to the point where you can eventually buy and sell houses and never look at them. We do it all the time, all the time. In fact, probably the most expensive property we ever did was in Florida. I think it was Pensacola, Florida. We bought a house for $720 and we sold it for $770. We only put up $500 on that property, and we made $50,000 on that. How would you like to have done that in your self-directed IRA and turned $500 into $50,000? That's pretty powerful. The next skill that you need, after all of these, the next skill that you need is being able to sell the property. And not only being able to sell it, but to sell it fast. In fact, write this down as one of your skills. Sell it fast, okay? Many people are just getting started into real estate, okay? And the quickest, easiest, fastest way is to wholesale properties. But you know what? There is sort of an insider secret to being able to sell your properties fast, because even wholesalers are having trouble, okay, in today's market. But we're selling our properties very, very fast. Here is the insider secret, okay? It's not enough to have a buyer's list in today's market. In today's market, you must have a motivated buyer's list. And I teach my students how to turn a buyer's list into a motivated buyer's list. In fact, my employees, they do that all the time. Here's what we do. We put people on our buyer's list, okay? And there's many, many, many different ways to add people to your buyer's list. We literally have tens of thousands of people on our buyer's list. What you do is you add people to your buyer's list, and then through a series of emails, through a whisper campaign, we turn those buyers into motivated buyers. We have people jumping on our deals. Our deals last typically about 2 hours. We even have multiple backups on our deals. In other words, it's not unusual for us to have 2, 3, 5. We had as many as 14 at one time offers on one single property. And of those 14 deals, it was a deal up in Chicago. Of those 14 deals, 4 of them were all cash. Now, many of you know I'm already in the mortgage business, okay? I like to finance the people that I sell to, if I can. However, we had 4 cash offers. If one of them fell through, we don't have to put it back on the market. We just go to number 2, number 3, number 4. If all 4 of those cash offers fell through, we still had another 10 finance offers backed up. And you know what is the best part about this? If I have 14 offers on one property, what's the most important thing that tells me? I need another property. I have 13 more ready, willing, and able buyers. That is the most important thing. So you take your buyers list, you turn them into motivated buyers, and then you take your backup offers and they become your next buyers of your next properties. Can you see how strong this is? This is what we do in our office every day, all day long. We do this day in, day out. We buy and sell 5 to 10, sometimes 15 houses a month, never leave the office, never look at them, have them sold in 2 hours with multiple backups. And I got a whole team in my office. That's what they do all day long. Phone, fax, FedEx, email, and internet. Phone, fax, FedEx, email, and internet. The next skill level that you need after you sell your properties, you need to learn how to automate your business. That's extremely important. Everybody is busy nowadays. Everybody's busy nowadays. Most people who are getting into real estate, they already have a job, okay? And the reason they're getting into real estate is to get out of that job. Does that make sense? The reason they're getting into real estate is to get out of that job. So most people don't have time to go out and meet with realtors and tour properties and do all that stuff that your average run-of-the-mill investor does. You don't have the time to do it. That's why we came up with this system to help automate your business. Autoresponders, call capture scripts, answering service. With the autoresponders, for example, every time you talk to an investor, a realtor, a for sale by owner, or retail buyer, you need to put them in your database and sign them up for autoresponders so they get 12 months of follow-up emails from you. Also, every time you talk to a realtor, you want to have them add you to their autoresponder series to get automatic email notification of properties as they become available, okay? As they become available. That's very, very important. Now, you're sending a realtor email every week saying, I enjoyed talking to you about the property. I'm just following up. What else do you have I can make an offer on? And they're going to be sending you deals. Also, when other properties meet your criteria. In fact, here's a very good key point. When you're talking to a realtor and you tell them to add you to their automatic email notification list of properties as they become available or get listed on the market, you want them to enter your name and email with the key words that you're looking for of handyman special, fixer-upper, cheap, cash, divorced, transferred, motivated, must sell, reduced, abandoned, foreclosure, and seller addendum required. That typically means it's a bank-owned property. Those are all the key words that you want to have the realtor enter into their database that you're looking for keywords in the property listing. Now you're going to get the properties that are the motivated sellers. You're going to get the bank-owned properties, the ones who are in foreclosure or pre-foreclosure, or the motivated sellers, okay? That's very, very important. That's very critical. So with the autoresponders, you're following up. They're following up with you. With the answering service and the call capture script, they're doing your homework for you. And then you can also end up hiring other people to do it for you, just like I do in my office. Some people don't care anything about hiring other employees. Some people do want to. They want to bring somebody in and have them do it for them so they can back off just like I do. Guys, I haven't talked to a realtor, an appraiser, an attorney or title company, a buyer or a seller in almost 2 years, and we do 5 to 10 deals every single month. I talk to them through my people. They do this. They do this with me. They're the ones that are out there doing the deals, making the money, and I pay them and show them how to do it. Now, if you want to take it to that next level, that's great. That's fine. You can. But if you want to do it yourself, you can learn everything and do it and put it on autopilot, and that way you're doing, you can do, here's what I used to do. Before I started hiring people, I would do about 3 to 5, sometimes 7 deals a month myself, but typically around 3 to 5 deals. I was working full-time in the mortgage business, okay? And I would work one day a week, typically on Monday. I would come in and I would call and make offers on about 15 to 20 different properties. I'd just close the door and I would make offers all day long. I would search deals and I would find them and I'd make offers all day long. And we show you how to make your offers on your very first phone call. Guys, that's what we do in our office. We make our very first offer on our first phone call. Now, most people are scared to do that because their biggest fear is, what if they take it? What if they take my offer? See, you've got to learn how to have everything lined up and take it to that next level, okay? You've got to learn how to do that. But we make our first offer on our very first phone call. That way, we get them in the glue, we get our offer out there, we get them in the database, and we're following up with them every single week. Our typical deal is made 2 to 3 weeks after our first offer on that deal, okay? Which, by the way, if your first offer is ever accepted, it's too high. Most everybody already knows that, but if you didn't, now you do. So don't worry about what if they take my first offer, because if you've done your homework right and you've learned to analyze it right, then you don't have to worry about that. Now, these are the certain critical areas that you need information and education in. I hope you wrote all those down, and I hope you wrote in your skill level from 1 to 10 of your current skill level for each of those items. Now, here's the next thing I want you to do. Beside your current skill level, I want you to write down what you feel like would be your required skill level to achieve the income you wrote in your target monthly income. If you wrote, I want to make $10,000 a month, what kind of skill level do you think you need in property analysis? What kind of skill level do you think you need in negotiation? What kind of skill level do you think you need in finding deals, in contracts, in selling the property? Due diligence, automating your business. What type of skill level in each of those items is it going to take for you to get to your target monthly income? That is extremely important. Extremely important. Guys, in anything you do, you have got to have the right information and the right education. I mean, college degrees are extremely expensive nowadays. And I'm sure there's many people on this call right now, but I'm sure there's many people on the call that have seen somebody that have been downsized. Let me tell you a secret, okay? Not many people think about. In today's marketplace, your only job security is your ability to make money. If you don't have the skill level required written down for all those items that you've written down, if you don't have the skill level that it takes, then you don't have job security. You could be replaced. Remember, in today's marketplace, your only job security is your ability to make money. That's extremely important. That's extremely important. You know, I meet people every day that focus on generating income. You know, and that's good. That's great. But I want you to look at something a little bit different, okay? I want you to think about, instead of focusing on generating income, I want you to focus on generating value. Because when you generate value, income becomes the byproduct. The income becomes the byproduct. And those people who focus on generating value instead of generating cash are the ones who are hugely successful. Hugely successful. But you know, the only way to interpret value is to see it from the perspective of the receiver. When you do that, you will be extremely successful. Another thing I want you to remember, there is a difference between training and education. Anyone can get training. You can buy a home study course. You should see my library. I have 5 separate bookcases full of training. But you know, there's a difference between training and education. Training is the what. Education is the why. The only way you can learn the education part of it, or the why, is hands-on implementation. That's something you learn from experience. I'll give you a quick example. Went to McDonald's the other day, ordered a milkshake and an apple pie. The person behind the counter immediately said, "Would you like a dessert with that?" Now think about that. Now, we all know what happened. She was trained, but she was not educated. And I know that's kind of an off-the-wall type example, but it's true. It's true. you know, think about this. Having said that, would you like for your kids, if you have teenagers, would you like for your teenagers to receive sex education or sex training? Think about that. That's why it's so important for you to know the why, not just the what. You also must know the why. And I know sometimes change is difficult. See, change comes from inside. Most people don't want to change, okay? The only time people welcome change is when the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of changing. Isn't that sad? But guys, change is opportunity. Have you ever noticed that every improvement in your life comes as a result of change? Change, however, requires confidence, and the only way you can become confident is to become competent. And the only way to become competent is to get the education and the training that you need. That's the only way. You know, I had a mentor one time, and I'm a firm believer in mentors and coaches and people who are where you want to be. I mean, I still, to this day, right now, I have two mentors. I pay one of them $1,000 every single month just for the opportunity to call him up anytime I want to. Anytime I want to. I have another group that I've paid $10,000 just to be a part of, to mastermind and network with. So I am a firm believer in masterminds, mentoring, and coaching. I had a mentor a long time ago that asked me this question, and a good mentor will ask you the right questions and let you come to your own conclusion. This mentor asked me, he said, "Larry, do you think gas costs too much?" And at that time, gas was $1.50 a gallon. $1.50 a gallon. It's over $4 now. I said, "Yeah, I can't believe how expensive gas is. I can't believe it. It's $1.50 a gallon. Sometimes I pull up to the pump and I just put $5 worth in." And after about 5 minutes of me complaining about how expensive gas was, he looked at me and he said, "Larry, that's not really the problem." I'm like, "What? What are you talking about?" He said, "The problem is not that gas costs too much. Here's the problem. The problem, Larry, is you can't afford it." And that hit me like a ton of bricks. It really did. And I made a decision right then and there. I made a commitment. I was never again going to worry about the price of gas. You know what I drive now? I drive an H2 Hummer. And I don't even look at the gas prices when I pull in the pump. Now, I don't say that to brag, or I don't say that to impress you. I do say it to impress upon you that it's all based on where you come from. See, I used to be concerned about gas being $1.50 a gallon. It's over $4 a gallon now, and I drive a Hummer, an H2. That's the position I want you to be in, so you can drive whatever you want to. You can spend the time you want to with your family, with whatever it is you want to do. That's the position I want you to be in. That's extremely important, but you got to do it now, and you got to take action. Now, I'm going to do something that I've never done before. I'm going to give you an opportunity to work directly with me. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you an opportunity to sit down with me one-on-one over the phone for a free strategy session with me and you talking about your business, where you are now, where you want to be, where you are in each one of these areas that you need to become successful, what your target income is, and how we may be able to help you get there. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to set up some free 30-minute strategy sessions. And I have never done this before, and I may never do it again. But if you're listening to my voice right now, I want you to give us a call at the office, 803-831-0056. You can press 0, and whoever answers the phone, just tell them that you want to set up your free strategy session directly with me. We're going to go over your likes, your dislikes, your strengths, your weaknesses, your assets, your liabilities, where you are now, where you want to be, and how we can help you get there. There's no website set up for this, so you must give us a call at the office between the hours of 9 to 5 Eastern Time. We're near Charlotte, North Carolina in Lake Wylie. And I want to see how I can help you reach your goals and become the kind of investor that you want to be. I want to see what's holding you back. Or if you're already successful, how we can help you take it to the next level. So give us a call at the office, 803-831-0056. Just press 0 and whoever answers, tell them that you want to set up an appointment for your free strategy session with me, Larry Goins. I hope this has been a great call for you tonight. I really enjoyed meeting with you and talking with you tonight and sharing all these different skill levels. And I hope you got a lot out of it. Thanks a lot and have a good night. Bye-bye.